शोको विकार मनिरता कुशले प्रमत्ता कर्मन् यायं त्वरुदिते भवदर्शने स्वे यस्थावरस्य बलवानिह जीविताशाम् साद्यश्चिनत्यनज्ञानिमिषाय नमोऽस्तु तस्मै
People in general all engage in foolish acts, not in the really beneficial activities enunciated directly by you for their guidance. As long as their tendency for foolish work remains powerful, all their plans in the struggle for existence will be cut to pieces. I therefore offer my obeisances unto him who acts as eternal time. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. People in general are all engaged in senseless work. They are systematically unmindful of the real beneficial work, which is the devotional service of the Lord, technically called the archana regulations. The pancharatra, the archana regulations are directly instructed by the Lord in the Narada pancharatra and are strictly followed by the intelligent man. Well, that the highest perfectional goal of life is to reach Lord Vishnu, who is the root of the tree called the cosmic manifestation. Also in the Bhagavatam and in the Bhagavad Gita, such regulative activities are clearly mentioned. Foolish people do not know that their self-interest is in realization of Vishnu. The Bhagavatam says, Matirna Krishne Paratashvatova Mito Pipadyeti Kriha Vratanam Adanta Govira Vishatam Tamishram Puna punas charvata charvananam. Nate vidu swarata katim hi vishnum durashaya ye bahir artamanina andhaya tandhaya upaniya manash te pishatantriyam urudham nibadaha naisham matishtavaru rukramangrim sprishatya nartha pagamo yadartha Mahiyasham Padu Rajobhishekam Niskinjananam Navrinita Yavat. Persons are determined to totally rot in false material happiness, cannot become Krishna-minded either by instructions from teachers, by self-realization, or by parliamentary discussions. They are dragged by the unbridled censors into the darkest region of ignorance, and thus they are madly engaging in what is called chewing the chewed. Because of their foolish activities, they are unaware that the ultimate goal of human life is to achieve Vishnu, the Lord of the cosmic manifestation. And so their struggle for existence is in the wrong direction of material civilization, which is under the external energy. They are led by similar foolish persons, just as one blind man is led by another blind man, and both fall in the ditch. Such foolish men cannot be attracted toward the activities of the Supreme Powerful, who is actually the neutralizing measure for their foolish activities, unless and until they have the good sense to be guided by the great souls who are completely freed from material attachment. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord asks everyone to give up all other occupational duties and absolutely engage in Archana activities or in pleasing the Lord. But almost no one is attracted to such Archana activities. Everyone is more or less attracted by activities which are conditions of rebellion against the Lord. The systems of Jnana and Yoga are also indirectly rebellious acts against the Lord. There is no auspicious activity except Archana of the Lord. Jnana and Yoga are sometimes accepted within the purview of Archana when the ultimate aim is Vishnu and not otherwise. The conclusion is that only the devotees of the Lord are bona fide human beings eligible for salvation. Others are vainly struggling for existence without any actual benefit. We are continuing our reading from Third Canto, Chapter 9 of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord Brahma is offering his prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead at the dawn of creation. Lord Brahma, aware of the nature of conditioned souls within this material existence, is revealing the futility of their lives and all of their efforts. People under the illusion of Maya's potencies are trying to find happiness in a world of death. Unfortunate souls are struggling so hard with the idea that just by creating, maintaining, and enjoying the temporary objects of this world, my life will be successful. Human life is meant for tapasya. This has been established by the Supreme Lord before anything took place within the universe. When Brahma was sitting on lotus flower, no understanding was within his heart. The first thing Krishna wanted to reveal to the world was the two syllables tapa. Life is meant for tapasya. It is not meant for sense gratification. It is not meant for trying to create a permanent situation of happiness in a place where we will all be cut to pieces by the Lord in the form of eternal time. Brahmaji is here offering his obeisances to Krishna, who acts as eternal time. He cuts all of our illusions into pieces in this form of time. And we see that it is happening to everyone. We hear it in the scriptures, but still, we do not really believe it. Maharaj Yudhisthira, when he was asked by Yamaraj in the form of Yaksha, what is the most wonderful, the most astonishing thing within all of the world? Yudhisthira Maharaj explained how everyone sees death all around them, inevitably. Yet everyone is thinking, let me enjoy. It will not happen to me. Srila Prabhupada compares this mentality to a foolish goat. Even big scholars, industrialists, politicians, scientists, as far as Srila Prabhupada and the holy scriptures and all the great sadhus from all time, they see these endeavors of these people to be like foolish goats. I'm sorry to say, but we must repeat what the scriptures, what God, and what the acharyas have said. What is a foolish goat's business? He's brought to the slaughterhouse. In the slaughterhouse, just to keep all the goats pacified until they get their heads and all their limbs severed from their bodies, until all their blood is shed, they are given nice, green, delicious grasses. And they're in a line, just taking their grasses, one after another, they're coming forward, eating their grass. They probably give very good quality grass at that time. And one by one, they're approaching the place where their heads are severed. And all the goats are getting their heads severed, but each goat is thinking, I am enjoying. What a nice arrangement this is that I have to eat grass. But every step, with every bite, he's becoming one step closer to death. Now you may think, why doesn't the goat just leave the line and go somewhere else? Because he's so attached to eating that grass that he doesn't want to leave the line. He wants to keep progressing forward toward death. Now, we may think this is the foolishness of a goat, but it is the foolishness of our entire civilization today. We know death is coming. We see how death has come to so many others. We see how it's all around us today. And Krishna descends into this world again and again. He speaks the holy scriptures. He reveals his representatives, and they are all telling us, get out of this line in the slaughterhouse of material existence. Eternal time is going to cut you to pieces. It's already in the process of cutting you to pieces. And here's how to get out. Tapasya. Chaturvarnamayastristam gunakama vibhagashaha. According to your particular nature as a... select a varna or ashram and live by it for the purpose of pleasing Krishna. Samsadir Hari Toshinam. By pleasing Krishna, by purifying our hearts and becoming devotional in our consciousness, we can be removed from this line of death. But we don't want to do that. We want to continue enjoying the fresh green grasses, which taste so good to our fastidious tongue. Our senses get a little bit of enjoyment, and within a moment, the enjoyment is gone, and you have to have more, more, and more. That is the way sense gratification is. Krishna explains in Gita, it's like fire. The more a fire consumes, the more it needs to consume. Examine, what is sense gratification? You see something beautiful, but then it goes away, and then you're simply longing to have it again or something else. You taste something nice, but how long does that pleasure remain within your tongue? It's a matter of seconds. Then you have to have more. And the more you experience something nice, the more you become addicted to that pleasure, and you're just totally in anxiety and frustration, in fear that you will lose what you have, and always aspiring to try to get what you do not have. And that pleasure cannot remain. And the nature of the mind is it's never satisfied for long, chanchalam. Whatever you get for your sense gratification, you become tired of it. You need a change, something else. And Maya keeps bringing more grass for us to eat. She just keeps throwing some more grass in front of us, just to keep our minds so preoccupied with this tendency to enjoy material sense enjoyment that we forget the real goal of life, the purpose of life, and how to achieve it. We should see like that. Every time sense enjoyment comes that diverts our attention away from Krishna consciousness, It is simply Maya throwing some cheap grass in front of us. We're giving up all the treasures of the spiritual world just to get some temporary satisfaction by chewing that grass. We are all goats in consciousness. This is the unfortunate situation that Lord Brahma sees within this universe. Human life is meant for tapasya. It is through tapasya that we can achieve real happiness and eternal existence in relationship with God, our all-loving master and the supreme object of our real love. Tapasya is by performing our prescribed duties with Krishna in the center. Today in India, even so-called religious people, they may be a little pious and a little moral, and they may have some rituals, but they do not want to keep Krishna in the center of their lives. They want to keep Krishna in a far distant corner of their lives, where every now and then, at their convenience, when it suits their sense gratification, they will take him off the shelf, and they'll do a little puja, and they'll make a little sacrifice, and then put him away and close the door and say, "Stay out of my life until I come for you next." I'm speaking bluntly, but it is reality. Not only in India, but all over the world. But it's most shameful in India. Because India is the land of the Vedas, the Shastras, the Rishis. It is the land, the heart of the entire universe for Dharma. When people of India live in this way,